Thank you.
Thank you. So you go ahead.
I do have one question. So now I need to come to each of you to get it signed, or do you guys cycle it through and then what is the process? I'm sorry.
Okay, this is Maggie Gould. I'm sorry. We will route that electronically through the board members, and then it will come back to you, and you will need to have it recorded at the county clerks.
No problem. Okay, so then once I get, and I should get the final from you, Maggie, or
it'll either come from me, it'll come from Jay Rodenbeck.
Okay, perfect. And then once that comes, then I just go file it, and I'm good, and I'm done with this stuff.
And then you send us back the recorded copy, please.
Oh, okay, we'll do. And I just send it to the Plan DRS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for clarifying.
Okay. Now, previously, we moved and a continuation of discussion on item 8 to this point in time on the agenda. So let's call back the applicant team for item 8, which is 2021-5566, site plan 2021-1212. And this involves Ms. Ron Hensley and Tim Simons. Are you there? Thank you.
This is Ron Hensley. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And Tim Simons, are you there?
Tim Simmons here.
Tim Simmons. Appreciate it. And Mr. Hernandez. And you've all been sworn in on this case. We're just continuing the discussion. Let's first go to Ms. Wolfenberger for an update.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I just have two concerns that I would like to have addressed prior to my signature, and those involve the possibility of double queuing on site, some demonstration of that on the site plan. And then my biggest concern was Irving Boulevard, making sure we don't have backup under Irving Boulevard. So without a decel lane, I want some type of signage or maybe direction from on-site staff to direct the cars to the other entrance in the event that it backs up.
This is Steve Hernandez, DMC. On behalf of the Sam's Academy, I'm more than happy to make sure that there is an educational process with staff as to how to direct this traffic. And the great thing about this site is from one person's entrance to the other person's entrance, it's just like a straight shot. They can easily see that. They can easily direct the traffic to one entrance or the other. All right. And in addition to that educational component with staff, ample signage will be placed to also direct traffic to the unencumbered entrance.
This is Jean with Transportation. I think I can take delegation on those details.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Wolfenberger. Okay, and then can you update me on the fire marshal signature and what we should do with that, Ms. Wolfenberger?
Well, I think Ron Hensley said he had it. So if he has it, it's just a matter of including it, I think, prior to my sign off.
Mr. Hensley?
Mr. Ron Hensley? I did email a copy of the fire marshal approval to Ms. Gould and during the intermission that we had. As I said, it had been provided previously, but it is available.
Okay. Thank you very much. Ms. Gould, would you quickly see if you can find that? And then I'm not 100% sure. Did we get to planning comments on this case ever? We kind of got in a whirlwind of transportation items. Can you just check that as well, Ms. Gould, if we have any planning comments. I think mostly we were waiting for the conditional use permit.
So this is Maggie Gold. So Madam Chair, the leftover planning comments did include the ZHE conditional use, which we have now received. So they are in the appeal period.
Thank you.
And then we had comments that may have been addressed regarding walls and fences and making sure that they are depicted on the site plan and that they meet IDEA requirements. And then clarification of the parking requirements. And I believe the parking requirement clarification happened, but I want to check back in on that because that's important. And then we had a comment also that I believe Parks may have addressed, which was the street frontage landscaping along Irving and Ventana. And making sure that that street frontage landscaping is IDEA compliant. And let me find that email.
Madam Chair, while that's taking place, this is Ron Hensley. Those notes, the parking were addressed in the previous meeting and direction was given to where the parking calculations were modified for high school and junior high. And the parking calculations and the landscape plan and site plan have included the notes that were requested.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I did see that note as requested on
with the organic mulch.
Under the detail, under the tree planting detail.
Okay.
So I think it's on the landscape plan page, but it's by the detail.
Okay, that's fine. You've got that covered. I think Ms. Gold was talking about street frontage landscaping. So there's the fire marshal approval, correct?
Madam Chair, that is correct.
Okay. Ms. Gold, let's call you back and sort out with the applicant about the walls and fences and the street frontage landscaping to see where we're at on those.
So I think the walls, this is Maggie Gold, the walls and fences question was a question regarding are there any new walls or fences proposed? And I don't know if that was previously addressed.
Madam Chair, this is Ron Hensley. Yes, that comment was previously addressed. There are no walls or fences.
Okay, excellent.
Dumpster enclosure that's detailed on the site plan anticipated.
And then Ms. Gold, you mentioned street frontage landscaping.
Yes, and
you're searching for that. Okay.
Can you give me just a moment here?
Steve Hernandez here, if you will. The comment was to allow for a little bit more crusher find on the side to allow for a wider, more safe walking path. And that landscape exhibit was submitted last week showing that, and I believe was accepted as noted by Cheryl Sommerfeld in the earlier meeting.
This is Ron Hensley, and I'd like to supplement that as to the actual specific note that was required is indicated on the landscape plan for the IDO requirements for frontage landscape.
Okay.
Steve Hernandez here. And in addition to that, we also put in notes about the site triangle not being affected by any landscape.
Okay.
is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I think they did put in the crusher fine. That was a request, not just because of the street trees, but because of the, it was an exist or proposed trail at that edge. The on Irving or Ventana, sorry, I don't think street trees are required because of the classification, but is that something that you were looking for, Maggie? Is something on the top?
Basically, I hadn't looked at this one in a while, and I was pulling up previous comments and going back and forth, and those were the ones that were outstanding. So I think we are okay on that.
So this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I was not quite sure about how the different materials would be edged or changed. That was one thing, but I figured that could be completed at the construction document level. And then the other was that those trees do look to be a little bit farther from the curb edge than might typically be permitted. But given that they're providing the requested material for pedestrian access, then it seemed like that would be okay with parks and planning.
And this is the updated landscape plan.
Yes.
So I think this is Maggie Gould. So I think this is what Cheryl was talking about. And to me, it looks like they do have street trees. So I'm yeah, good.
Like there's plenty of street frontage landscaping. Okay. Drum roll, please. I will ask each board member to vote to.
Madam Chair.
Oops, I apologize. Sorry.
This is Shahafi Azhar.
Go ahead.
So just quick question about the trail. Is that public trail? So does it need to be a stabilized crusher fine?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. We will not be maintaining that trail. It was built by private developers and expected to be maintained by private developers. And because it has that asphalt portion, it seems like the crusher fine wouldn't be required to be stabilized, but that would also be a question on whether it would be necessary. I think that we determined that it wouldn't be necessary, but that could be also a question for transportation.
Well, unfortunately, we had that same issue on another project where that determination was made, but then we had a lot of opposition from the public who were using it. That was not stabilized, and you know, we're still. So I mean, I would assume that if it's being used by the public, it should be stabilized. Pressure fine.
Steve Hernandez here.
It has the adjacent asphalt portion, which is ADA. And so the pressure fine portion is really just for pedestrians. And like, if, you know, there needs to be a little bit more space from the curb since Irving is a higher traffic route. So because there is that adjacent ADA portion, accessible portion, I'm not sure if it is exactly the same type of situation. Like in the other situation, they only had the crusher fine trail.
So this is Shahabi Azhar. So I just have a question. So have you had trails that we have two different materials next to each other? That doesn't sound.
This is Chair Wolfley. I think part of the situation here is there's an existing trail, and then there's the curb, and I can't remember what's exactly adjacent to what. So it's almost like creating some shy distance with the crusher fines, not necessarily trail, but a bit of shy distance, if you will.
A buffer.
Yeah.
And you could see it on the street view where the asphalt portion was built right from the curb. And then if you were to look down the street, the other extensions of the trail would have a buffer portion from the curb to the trail with some plants and things, so that there's a little bit of a buffer for the user. But in this one, there's no buffer for the user. So it was kind of a compromise to be able to leave some space for the user.
All right.
Mr. Hernandez, go ahead.
Steve Hernandez here. Shahab, if you remember when we were in your office in our meeting, I showed you some pictures on the width of that paved path that in some areas it's up to 12 feet wide. In other areas, it necks down to 9 feet where it actually ties into the handicap ramp. So the width of it is ample. I even exhibited my SUV on top of it, showing the width of that. And the crusher fine, we do have plans to stabilize that, compact that in place in that area. The schools will be maintaining that. And that's our suggestion to the landscaper that that needs to be part of his scope of work.
No, this is Shahab. No, that's fine. I didn't realize it was 9 feet wide. No, that's fine. You know, unfortunately, just like compacting the crusher fine will make it stabilized, but we have ample room for ADA accessibility, so we should be fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a site plan.
This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I approve.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. I approve.
Ernest Vermijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve with delegation on providing more detail as suggested by Mr. Hernandez on the double queuing and redirecting of traffic off of Irving to the other entrance.
Okay, and this is Chair Wolfley, and I approve with delegation for the final sign off to occur following the appeal period. Okay, I think that's everything. There is a consensus, and that would be for 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 8, project PR 2021-5566, application number SI 2021-1212. No infrastructure list, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.